Welcome back to the Life V Lifestyle podcast. My name is Donald and I am your host. And today we are kind of talking about my first year of grad school. I'm going to be kind of sharing the good, the bad, some of the insights that I've had, and also the differences that I really saw going from undergrad to grad school, kind of back to back. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this episode. I do want to let you guys know to go and check out the website at lifevlifestyle.com. There's so much information on there. Of course, you can find all of the podcast episodes, but I have been dropping a lot of blogs, helpful blogs that are out there for anybody 15 to 30, really. There's so much information on there. One of my most recent posts was about how to move to a new city, and it is such a thoroughly curated post that goes through every step of how to move to a new city, how to figure out where to live, and how to make sure that you're getting a fair price, you're figuring out the utilities, all of that. So definitely go to lifevlifestyle.com, hit blogs, and you'll see all the posts that I've put up there. So definitely check that out. And of course, if you want to listen to more podcast episodes, definitely all of that is right there on the website as well. So let's jump right into today's episode, talking about grad school and just my reflection essentially on this first year and what I've learned. So we'll be right back right after these messages. Welcome back to the Life V Lifestyle podcast. My name is Donald, and today we are talking about graduate school and the first year of graduate school. And I'm just going to, like I said, tell you the good, the bad, kind of the insights and the differences that I saw going from undergrad to graduate school. All right. So starting off with the good. With COVID, as we all know, it took the world by storm. And so my first year of graduate school was completely online. And for those of you that don't know, I was also working a full-time job, and it was interesting to say the least. But I have to say that I enjoyed the flexibility of working online for school. I really liked how it gave me the opportunity to essentially maximize my schedule, because I did not have to waste time in transportation. I really realized that we lose so much time in transportation getting from point A to point B. And with everything being online, my transportation, you know, was me clicking out of one Zoom call and hopping on to a WebEx call. So it really allowed me to be more efficient with my time and really be able to do things that I would not have otherwise been able to do. You know, I would be able to finish work at 5, go take a shower, go eat, and then have enough time to actually hop into my class and maybe even get a few assignments finished right before class started. So it was really helpful for me being able to kind of manage my time and be more flexible with my time. I will say that I think my first year of grad school would have been a lot tougher if I did not have school online and that flexibility to really kind of mold it to my schedule. Next is kind of that forward planning aspect that came with grad school and with it being online, and the more so the teachers having to be more proactive with how they presented their assignments, how they kind of talked about those assignments and gave us the criteria for all these, you know, papers or projects, whatever it was. Teachers had to be really proactive and let us know way ahead of time on what they wanted and when the deadlines were and things like that. And it was really helpful because with them having to release their work early, it allowed me again to manage my time better. So if I had like a term paper to do, I could, get all the information on a term paper, and then I would be able to write, like, I don't know, a paragraph a day. And by the end of the semester, you know, I had like 20 pages done. So it really was helpful for me to be able to do that, because in undergrad, that wasn't really the case, at least. And that everything was kind of upfront. There's only a few classes that I had that, mostly my economics classes were the only ones that presented all of the information upfront, saying, hey, this is everything you're going to be doing the whole semester. Do it at your own pace. I just wanted everything done by the deadline. But with my first year of grad school and everything being online, teachers were kind of forced to do that, and it was really helpful for me. So I'm hoping that teachers liked that and will continue doing it, because it really allows you to manage your time and kind of work at your own pace, you know, to learn and apply that at your own pace is really helpful, and it has been extremely helpful for me. The next thing with the good, like I said, I was working a full-time job. So with everything being online, and actually work, of course, being remote, I was able to save a ton of time, again, on transportation. And I actually was banking on that school would be back in person in the fall. And so I decided to take the money I was saving in transportation of not having to go to work and not having to go to school, and saving up and buying a mode of transportation for myself, so I wouldn't have to pay for the metro or pay for Ubers or Lyft or anything. So I actually saved up enough money to buy a personal scooter for myself. You know, it's an electric scooter. So saved up the money, bought it. Now I'm able to get to school in like 15 minutes with no issues. So it's pretty nice. And that was a really big help for me, having the online aspects and being able to work full time. Is it would have been really difficult, again, to be able to work full time and then do school. Luckily for me, my school has night classes. So now when things are in person, I am still able to work during the day and have class at night. But I do think, you know, if you are looking at going into a school that has graduate program classes during the day, throughout the day, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to work. So I do suggest maybe looking into something that is a little bit more flexible for you. Maybe if a school that does night classes or something like that, or that maybe doesn't start until 3 or 4, maybe you can work during the morning or something. But that's completely up to you, up to what you want to do. But for me, it was really, really helpful that everything was online and that I was able to kind of use that flexibility, and that my classes were at night. I really love it, and I am feeling good about going into it, doing it in person and still working. Now, I will say, though, that I am thinking about not working full time for this next and final year of graduate school. I am taking more hours. I have my capstone class, so it's going to be pretty demanding, and I just want to make sure I can give it my all and that I'm not splitting my attention too much, because I also want to have a life. It is really difficult to have a full-time job, to be a full-time graduate student and have a life. So I want to make sure that I don't neglect myself in that personal aspect, and make sure that my personal life isn't going down the drain. So I think I might work part-time, and maybe not work at all if I can get the finances in order to do that. So that's something I'm currently working on. But that was a good aspect that I was able to realize those types of things. Now, another thing is the classes themselves. This is more so kind of an insight than a good, but I learned that I want to take less theory classes. With things being online, I was able to kind of listen more, take a different approach with certain things, because I was having difficulty learning some economics topics online, not being able to be in class and see the professor draw this and draw that. But for me, I really learned that the theory classes are not necessarily what I want. I want to be in more applied classes, and also classes that are more specialized in certain things. Like right now, I'm taking a dip into space, economics of space. So I'm interested in that. I'm curious about how that goes. But with everything being online and with this first year, I was really able to see what I was interested in, which is good, because you want to kind of figure out with grad school, if you haven't already figured out what exactly you want your specialization to be within your master's degree, you want to figure that out within your first year. And so luckily I was able to do that, and I'm happy that I was able to do that. Now let's shift towards the bad, okay? So with the bad, again, I've mentioned this before, I learned that I am truly an in-classroom learner. I'm not really a virtual learner. It's a lot more difficult for me to engage and gather the information that's being kind of relayed to me in a virtual setting. So I'm truly an in-class person, especially with economics. I really did not know how difficult it would be to learn economics virtually. I don't suggest it. So please, if you can go in person, do it. Economics is tough enough. But another thing is, I was not able to get to know my peers. I just met my peers a few weeks ago for the first time, and it was amazing. But, you know, we weren't able to get, we didn't have this opportunity to get to know each other for this first year. And it feels like we kind of lost out on that networking aspect, because that's a big part of graduate school, is networking, learning with your classmates, building those connections so that when you guys go out into the workforce, if you aren't already in the workforce, you can call on each other for help, for guidance, and just checking in on each other. If you're looking to move into another industry and one of your classmates is in that industry, they could be that connection to help you make that change. So those are the kinds of things that I wasn't able to nurture this first year, and I'm excited to nurture those things in this second year. Again, in that same vein, is I didn't get to know my professors. I talked with them a few times. I tried to go to office hours, but office hours really aren't easy to do in a virtual setting. You can't really just drop in and get the help you need, because they can't draw on the whiteboard right next to you as you're looking. They have to kind of, it has to be kind of planned in a way, which is a little bit more difficult. You can't drop in, ask a question, and then just leave right back out. It's definitely more planned. It's more difficult if someone's already in there. You enter the room and then there's somebody already in there. So now you're like, oh, okay, what am I supposed to do? Do I just sit there, stay quiet? But at the same time, how do I know that this person is going to be done? Do they just leave? And if the person doesn't leave, which is so awkward, don't know why people don't leave the Zoom office hours meetings when once their question's answered. But that's a pet peeve of mine. But it's difficult. So for me, it was really hard for me to get to know my professors, kind of take advantage of the office hours, which are things that I was used to doing in undergrad. It was a really big difference for me. And so in that same vein, again, is I don't even know anything about campus. I went on campus one time to get my ID. I don't know where anything is at. So I am essentially like a first year all over again, in a sense where I don't know where anything is. I don't know where to go for certain things or resources or whatever. So it's really been a pseudo learning year for me. I definitely am excited to kind of get in person, immerse myself in school, and just immerse myself with the people. I really look forward to it, because I want to get out the idea of, you know, graduate school is for you to build that network, increase your understanding of a specific topic, and just get to know what you're going to be doing for, you know, the next few years of your life, and maybe the rest of your life if you really love what you're doing. So for me, those are some of the bad things that I really didn't get out of grad school this first year. Now let's talk about some of the insights that I kind of figured out during this first year of grad school, and also in tandem working virtually and working full time. So the biggest thing that I realized, and that I've mentioned earlier, is that I'm thinking about working part time due to me taking more class hours for this last year, and those class hours being more so dealing with my capstone project, which is a huge group project that takes a lot of time. And I want to make sure that I am able to give my due to the group, to the project, and also to my education. I was able to get by and maybe thrive a little in this online environment, and not having to travel to work and then travel to class and then travel back home. It's gonna be a lot tougher for me this year, in this second year, with more class hours and things like that. So That's one of the things I'm looking at doing. And if you are thinking about it, if you were able to, you know, go online and work full time and you're kind of having that same hesitation, there's nothing wrong with working part time. I know you're going to be making less money. I'll be making less money. But I do think it is important to make sure that you are getting out what you are putting in, because you're going to be, if you're paying a lot of money to go to graduate school, you want to make sure that you're getting that experience, you're getting that worth that you are paying for. And so it's a tight rope to walk, because at one time you have to pay for the school, so you need to work, but also, you know, you're going to school, but if you're going to be missing classes and not be able to do your assignments to the best of your ability because you're working, you're really put in a precarious situation. So definitely think about those things. That's something I'm thinking about right now. I wouldn't say there's one right answer. It's just up to you, your lifestyle, what you want to get out of certain things, and just experiment with it. I mean, you are the only one that knows kind of what works best for you. So go for it, give it a try, and I believe in you. Next is the idea. This is more of an idea that I've kind of come to realize now that I've finished this first year and I've been reflecting in preparation for this episode. I've learned that there's a lot that I'm interested in and that I really do have the capability of learning about most of it. I just think I can learn about all of it, which is very optimistic, but I realized that I could really only learn about most of it. Now, that's not to say that I'm giving up on certain things. That's not it at all. But I was realizing that I started learning kind of a little about a lot of things. And I really want to spend this next year learning a lot about a few things. And then I can go from there. But I really want to build a deep foundation in this next year of graduate school within economics, within some ideas that I have about space policy and economics of space, as well as development and some things like that. So I really want to deep dive, learn a lot about a few things. And that's something that I've come to realize now that I've finished this first year and I've been starting to reflect on this first year and what classes really spoke to me and what classes necessarily didn't. Next, I am truly ready to learn in class, y'all. I am ready to be in class because I just learn so much better online, and I will miss the flexibility of online. You know, I will miss it, but I'm ready to be in class. I'm ready to be around my students. I'm ready to, I said my students, I'm ready to be around other students. I am ready to learn and be in a classroom setting again. I am actually excited to do it. I haven't been excited about school. As you know, one of my earlier episodes this year was about my motivation loss, but I think I've kind of found it again in the idea of going back to that original traditional school in classroom setting. It really is something that has gotten me excited about this second year of school, and I want to take advantage of it. I want to make the most of it. In that same vein, I'm also ready to hang out with people and just talk and learn. I have definitely lost a lot of social skills. I have really not talked with anyone really except my girlfriend. So it is something that I'm ready to get back out there doing, meeting people and hanging out, socializing and doing things. And grad school is going to be a big part of that. I want to get involved. I don't necessarily want to be in clubs or organizations, but I want to get to know the people who are in my degree program, in my cohort. Now, transitioning to my reflection on the differences of undergrad and graduate school, the biggest thing that I saw was that there's definitely less weekly class hours. You know, in undergrad, you take 16 hours, you know, 15 hours, whatever. In grad school, a full-time student is 9 hours. And so there's less weekly class hours, but it still feels like a lot of work, if not more work at some times. I really had a kind of struggle for this last, I'd say, 4 or 5 weeks of this year of my first year of grad school, really struggling to just kind of stay on track and stay interested. It's really a lot of work. And for me, I start things early and do things in increments. And for me, you know, those a paragraph here, a paragraph there adds up to 20 pages later. And so that's how I work. But sometimes you just can't do that because you have group projects that are dependent on other people. And it's just really tough. And that a lot of work piles on, especially with those group projects, guys. Oh my goodness. When you're in these group projects, stay on top of your people. It can get really difficult sometimes. But all that to say that less weekly class hours can really still feel like a whole lot, if not more work than undergrad. And I had that pressure. I had that feeling. So stay on top of your things, plan things ahead of time. If you can get your professor to give you the projects and the rubrics that are going to be needed for those projects, and you can start those early, do it. You know, there's no harm in asking, because the worst thing they can say is no. So try, ask, see if you can get that stuff in advance so you can start working on it little by little. And that way it's less of a stressor for you towards the end of the semester. Again, in that same vein, there's more so just term papers, term tests, term assignments than, you know, a test here in the beginning of the semester, a test in the middle, and a test at the end. You know, there's more so kind of two or three projects or two or three assignments that make up your whole grade besides participation and showing up to class. So you really have to make sure that those assignments that you're doing them well, you're getting guidance on them to making sure you're on the right track, because messing up on those essentially just destroys your whole grade, which then is multiplied since you are taking less class hours. So be aware of that and just make sure that you're doing your own due diligence and just staying on top of your work and staying ahead whenever possible. Next is the work itself. Continuing with that, is that the work is broader in the sense where you're not necessarily doing busy work on such minute things. You're working on broader aspects and having the ability to deep dive into a particular topic. The assignments are broader, but you have that flexibility. You have that opportunity to deep dive into something and then kind of just do as much research into that aspect as possible. And I'm totally speaking from getting a master's in international economic policy. So I don't know what it's like in other degree programs, but in this degree program, that's what it's like. And for me, I really enjoy that. It's been really helpful for me to have the opportunity to have that broad mindset and kind of experiment with what is really interesting to me, which is how I right now am kind of discovering a love for space and economics in that realm. Continuing with that is opportunity for more discussion classes and less lecturing. I'm not a big lecture student. I'm not really one into lecturing. And that was another reason why I realized that I wanted less theory classes, because those are really more lecturing. You're not really engaging with the professor. You're more so just listening, jotting down notes and trying to take in what they're saying. But in these other classes that promote discussion, you're engaging not only with the professor, but also the other students in your class, which is really, really important, especially in a lot of these programs that are so people oriented. It's so important. And then I would actually say it's more important for programs that aren't people oriented. So maybe something like economics, where you just focus in on data and things like that, or computer programming, where you should focus or have the opportunity to engage with students, work in project groups and discuss, because it can become really easy to not learn how to work with people. A big part of working is working with other people. It's not just doing your job. It's not just typing at a computer. It's not just reading data or analyzing this or analyzing that. It's dealing with people as well. So graduate school is also trying to teach you how to do that if you don't already know, or just trying to hone that skill, because that's something that probably we all can continue to improve on. So for me, I realized that in graduate school, compared to undergrad, there is a bigger opportunity for you to take part in those discussion classes and minimize those lecturing classes where you're just sitting and kind of listening. Lastly is, and this is totally for me because I know each school is different and each person is different, but for me, a big difference from undergrad to graduate school is in undergrad, I took all morning classes. I'm a morning person. I like to get up in the morning, get my day started. You know, get up at 5 a.m., get my day started, classes started at 8 or 9 a.m., and I want to be done with classes by noon or 3 p.m. at the latest. In graduate school, totally, totally different, because you work during the day, and then my classes were all at night. So the earliest my classes started were 5 p.m. So for me, I'm used to kind of essentially being mentally tired or mentally burnt out by 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and then just for the rest of the day, hanging out or going to an extracurricular activity, it didn't take so much brain power. And I had to completely relearn how to learn, because I'm used to learning in the morning when I'm most active. My brain is most ready to take in information. And just, it was difficult for me. It was extremely difficult for me. And it's something that you have to learn early on. You have to make that shift early on, because if you don't learn how to learn when your classes are happening, then you're essentially just wasting time, because you're going to be sitting in class. You have to show up for that, but you have to take time out of class to relearn things. And that's not even to say that you're studying anymore. You're actually just trying to learn it, and then you have to study it. So it's really not an efficient use of time. It takes it away from you. And that for me was really tough, having to learn how to learn at night and be a student at night. So that was a really big difference for me from going from undergrad to graduate school, just focus on in undergrad, taking those morning classes and having the rest of the day to myself. And then in graduate school, working in the morning, getting up early in the morning and kind of having, you know, that time for myself before I started working. And then once I finished work, I would start graduate school classes. So that was really different for me. And again, depending on what school you go to, depending on your program, the class hours are going to be different. But these are all things that you have to think about and make sure that you look into, because they really affect the experience that you're going to have in graduate school. All right. So that's really all that I have for today's episode. Please be sure to subscribe to the Lifely Lifestyle Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, so you can get immediate alerts when new episodes are released. I want you guys to do one thing for me, okay? I want you to do one thing, all right? I want you to take this episode and share it with one friend, one person that you think will gain something from this episode. Just send it to one person, all right? And as always, I wish you much success in your Lifely Lifestyle journey. Till next time, I hope you guys have a great day. Be safe.